Geshe-la tells us that the purpose of the meditation on precious human life is to encourage ourselves to take the real meaning of our human life and not to waste it in meaningless activities. It's actually two purposes, isn't it? So one is to encourage ourselves to take the real meaning of this human life and not to waste it, second one, in meaningless activities. Then he says, our human life is very precious, but only if we use it to attain permanent liberation, the supreme happiness of enlightenment, through practicing Dharma sincerely and purely. So this is very interesting for us to think about. We probably take it for granted that we possess a precious human life because we're attending the festival, we're a good student, maybe we go to our center and engage in pujas. The question we need to ask ourselves is, am I using my precious human life only to practice Dharma purely and sincerely? So this is a question for each one of us to answer. I'm not asking you to tell me or write to me about your answers, but we need to ask ourselves, don't we? Am I using my human life only to practice pure Buddha Dharma and to practice it sincerely without laziness? Am I doing that? Because if we can say yes, if you can say, yep, that's what I'm doing, then you have a precious human life, we can say. On the other hand, if you're thinking, well, I'm not so sure about this, or definitely I know sometimes in my life I do engage in meaningless activities, then you can think to yourselves, I would suggest you think to yourselves, sometimes I have a precious human life. But at other times, I'm not. I don't have one. Something like this. So this means our understanding of the preciousness of our human life isn't stable. Our understanding isn't stable. We have an intellectual understanding, okay? Maybe we understand what it means. But deep in our heart, we still have a lot of interest in meaningless things. Maybe. I'm just saying maybe. I'm not accusing anyone of of wasting their life. This is for us to check ourselves, just look inside and ask ourselves this question. Right now, we have obtained a human rebirth. We've got a human rebirth, okay. We're very lucky, incredibly lucky. We have the opportunity to attain enlightenment through Dharma practice. So this is what's in front of us. This is what's available. This is what Geshe-la's offering to us. He's saying, look, I offer you the fulfillment of your human potential to become a fully enlightened being for the benefit of others. I'm offering that to you. But if we waste this precious opportunity in meaningless activities, there is no greater loss and no greater foolishness. So we know how we feel if we've lost, say, a job, we've lost our job, or we've lost some money, or we've lost a friend. We know how we feel. We feel, that's terrible, we don't like it. But it's easy to find. It's not so easy, maybe, but you can always find another job and some more money, more friends. But if we lose this life, how are we going to find another life like this? How can we possibly assume that we will definitely take rebirth in the human world where Buddha's teachings have appeared? Not only that, where Geshe-la's teachings have appeared, how can we assume that that will happen to us immediately after our death? Can we? I'm not sure. Anyway, so again, each of us needs to ask these questions to ourselves. Because Buddha gave this incredible analogy, beautiful analogy, of the turtle, which is very famous. Many of you have little turtles on your shrines, saying to his disciple Ananda, suppose this world was filled with a vast and deep ocean, and at the very bottom there was a blind turtle. On the surface there floated a golden yolk. And this turtle came to the surface once in every 100,000 years. How often would that turtle place its head through the golden yolk? And Ananda replied, it would be extremely rare. So this analogy we need to think about a lot, contemplate a lot. You know, in the analogy, the golden yolk is Buddha's teachings, which move around from country to country, like the yolk blown around on the surface of the ocean. We are like the blind turtle, you know. We are mostly residing at the very bottom of samsara in the lower realms. And occasionally we have an opportunity, like the one we have now. We occasionally raise our head through the golden yolk. Well, how often is that going to happen? If you think about it, you'll see it's almost impossible to imagine this happening, all the conditions coming together. So this is what we need, this feeling of the uniqueness, I don't know, the preciousness of the opportunity that we have. Our life is precious because we have this opportunity and we're taking advantage of it. If we have the opportunity, we're not taking advantage of it, then what are we doing? We are creating the causes not to have that opportunity in the future, aren't we? So how do you get opportunities? By taking all the other opportunities that you were previously offered. Then more opportunities come. That's karma, isn't it? The law of cause and effect. If we don't take this opportunity, now we have it, we have this chance, this one chance, we don't seize it, then what are we doing? We're deceiving ourselves. We are cheating ourselves, aren't we? We're hurting ourselves.